InshaAllah, it'll be a very short lesson of, brief lesson of hadith, inshaAllah. Brother requests to come closer. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا أحب الله تعالى العبد نادى جبريل إن الله تعالى يحب فلانا فأحببه فيحبه جبريل فينادي في أهل السماء إن الله يحب فلانا فأحبوه فيحبه أهل السماء ثم يوضع له القبول في الأرض متفق عليه. وفي رواية لمسلم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله تعالى إذا أحب عبدا دعا جبريل فقال إني أحب فلانا فأحببه فيحبه جبريل ثم ينادي في السماء فيقول إن الله يحب فلانا فأحبوه فيحبه أهل السماء ثم يوضع له القبول في الأرض وإذا أبغض عبدا دعا جبريل فيقول إني أبغض فلانا فأبغضه فيبغضه جبريل ثم ينادي في أهل السماء إن الله يبغض فلانا فأبغضوه فيبغضه أهل السماء ثم توضع له البغضاء في الأرض. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه إرشاد فرماته کہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ جب اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ کسی انسان سے محبت رکھتا ہے, کسی بندے سے محبت رکھتا ہے, تو اللہ تعالیٰ جبریل علیہ السلام کو بلاتے ہیں اور اللہ تعالیٰ جبریل علیہ السلام سے فرماتے ہیں کہ اے جبریل, میں فلا بندے سے محبت رکھتا ہوں, تم بھی ان سے محبت رکھو. فیحبہ جبریل, تو جبریل بھی اس بندے سے محبت رکھنا شروع کر دیتا ہے. اور پھر جبرائیل علیہ السلام آسمان والوں میں, مطلب فرشتوں میں, یہ اعلان کر دیتے ہیں کہ بے شک بلا شبہ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ فلا بندے سے محبت کرتے ہیں, تم سب بھی اس بندے سے محبت کرو. تو آسمان والے, مطلب فرشتے, بھی اس شخص سے محبت کرنا شروع کر دیتے ہیں. اور پھر اس کے لیے مقبولیت زمین کے اوپر بچھا دی جاتی ہے. مقبولیت مطلب یہ لوگوں کے سامنے مقبول بن جاتا ہے, لوگ اس کو قبول کرتے ہیں. اور اسے دوسری روایت میں ہے کہ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ کسی بندے سے جب محبت کرتے ہیں تو اسی طرح حدیث ہے, لیکن اس حدیث میں تھوڑا اضافہ ہے کہ جب اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ کسی بندے سے ناراض ہوتے ہیں تو جبریل علیہ السلام کو بلاتے ہیں اور پھر فرماتے ہیں کہ میں اس فلاں بندے سے بغض رکھتا ہوں, ناراض ہوں. فَأَبْغِضْهُ, اے جبریل, تم بھی اس بندے سے ناراض ہو جاؤ. فَيُبْغِضُهُ جبریل, جبرائیل علیہ السلام اس بندے سے بغض رکھنا شروع کر دیتے ہیں. پھر آسمان والوں میں یہ اعلان ہوتا ہے فرشتوں میں کہ بلا شبہ بے شک اللہ تعالیٰ فلا بندے سے بغض رکھتے ہیں, تم سب بھی اس سے بغض رکھو. فَيُبْغِضُهُ اَهْلُ السَّمَاءِ, تمام آسمان والے, مطلب فرشتے, اور پھر آسمان میں فرشتوں کے علاوہ بہت اور مخلوقات ہیں, سب اس بندے سے بغض رکھنا شروع کر دیتے ہیں. یہ بالکل مبغوض بن جاتا تھا, ذلیل, کسی کے سامنے یہ پسندیدہ نہیں. اور پھر اس کے لیے دنیا کے اوپر بغض اور ہیٹرڈ جو ہے اس کو چھا جاتی ہے, لوگوں کے دلوں کے اندر اس کے لیے بغض اور ناپسندیدہ, یہ لوگوں کے سامنے ناپسندیدہ ہوتا ہے اور لوگوں کو پتہ بھی نہیں چلتا کہ اس کو ہم کیوں پسند نہیں کرتے ہیں, اس کو ہم کیوں لائک نہیں کرتے ہیں. دل کے اندر بس ایک نفرت اللہ تعالیٰ ڈال دیتے ہیں لوگوں کے دلوں کے اندر. سو دس حدیث, سیدنا ابو ہریرہ رضی اللہ عنہ نریس رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اسٹیٹڈ, وین اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ لوز اے سروینٹ, اللہ تعالیٰ کالز جبرائیل, اینڈ دین اللہ تعالیٰ سیز او جبرائیل, انڈیڈ اللہ, میننگ اللہ تعالیٰ از ریفرنگ ٹو ہمسیلف ان دا تھرڈ پرسن, دا اللہ تعالیٰ لوز سچ اینڈ سچ اے پرسن, فاحببہ, او جبرائیل, یو اسٹارٹ لونگ ہم ایز ویل, یو نیڈ ٹو لو ہم ایز ویل. So Jibreel starts to love him. And then Jibreel alayhi salam makes an announcement in the skies to the people, to the dwellers, inhabitants of the skies, meaning the angels and other creations. Allah has created so many creations we are unaware of. The heavens and the earths and the oceans, so many different creatures. So Angel Jibreel alayhi salam makes i'lan, announcement, that Allah Ta'ala loves this person, everyone has to love him. That's why, you know, Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Mu'adh radiyallahu anhu. When Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Mu'adh radiyallahu anhu, the famous Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, passed away, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ihtazza arshur rahmani min mawti Sa'ad bin Mu'adh." That Allah's arsh trembled and shook at the death of Mu'adh, Sa'ad bin Mu'adh radiyallahu anhu. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 70,000 malaika angels were present in the janazah salah of Sa'ad ibn Mu'adh. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he was standing in front of the janazah, in front of the grave, and he could say, "I can see the angels taking the ruh of Sa'ad ibn Mu'adh." He was so welcome in the asman, in the skies. So when Allah Ta'ala loves a servant, he says to Jibreel alayhi salam, "O Jibreel, you love him." Jibreel alayhi salam then loves him, and then Jibreel alayhi salam makes an announcement to the dwellers of the skies that you also, all of you, love him. So then Allah Ta'ala spreads the love of this servant in the hearts. Allah Ta'ala places the love of this person, acceptance of this person, in the hearts of the people. People accept him, people like him, people warm up to him or her. People like them. People want to be in their suhbah, people want to be in their company. People enjoy sitting in their presence. And in the second narration, it mentions similar wording, but at the end of that is that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes a servant, Allah protect us from this, Allah protect us. Becoming mabghud in the sight of Allah, that Allah doesn't like me. If I'm at the stage where Allah doesn't like me, there are many bearded people, salah, jubbah, but Allah Ta'ala. Whether Allah Ta'ala likes me or not, I'm not sure. That's why someone came to this great pious servant of Allah Ta'ala and he said, "I love you for the sake of Allah Ta'ala." He turned around and he started crying. He said, "Oh Allah, these people are loving me for your sake, but I don't even know whether you love me or not. How do I know whether you love me or not? What if I am despicable? What if I am hated in your eyes? People are loving me. People are enjoying my company. What if you hate me? Then this love means nothing." Ya Allah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jibreel alayhi salam makes the announcement in the skies. "O inhabitants of dwellers of the skies, O angels and all of the other creation, Allah Ta'ala loves, Allah Ta'ala hates this servant, so you must all hate him as well." And then hatred for this person is placed in the hearts of the zameen wale, in the hearts of the people of the earth. So this is such an important hadith we need to remember. Muhabbat, bughd. For a person to be loved, it's not necessary to have a fancy watch, Rolex. For a person to be loved, it's not necessary to have a nice car. Parker pen, cross pen, gee. All of these staples, all of these signs that I, you know, promoting myself. Look at me, respect me, love me. People can fear you because of your, you know, sometimes people, these mafia bosses and all of them, they want people to respect them. So people are scared of them. If that mafia boss, his status, his prestige dropped, people would stamp over him. People hate him. But because people fear him, they respect him. It's a respectful fear, it's not out of love. There's a difference between fear, which is out of love, like we fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or you fear the pious people, rob. The other day one of my friends was saying to me, I met Sufi Tahir Sahib of Blackburn, very pious saint of Allah Ta'ala. He said, "I stood next to him in salah and I just felt so much fear." But he said, but it's this fear which is known as rob, that when people would see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the first time, they would fear him, they would become scared. Like this lady, she came to see Rasulullah for the first time, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She entered the masjid and she sees Rasulullah is lying on the ground with one leg over the other leg, and he's lying back and he's resting his head on his hand. She started to tremble because in her mind the image was, it's going to be a king seated on some throne, there's going to be people. And then she sees this all of a sudden and she's shocked and she started to tremble. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sits up and he says, "My name is Muhammad, my father's name was Abdullah. I am just a servant of Allah. I am just an insan. I am just a human being. Just to calm her down. I'm not an angel. You don't need to be scared in front of me." So that's why the Sahaba say, "Man ra'ahu badihatan habahu." Whoever saw Rasulullah for the first time, habahu, they'd feel this haiba, ru'ab, awe. You know, in English you say awe. "Waman khalatahu ma'rifatan ahabahu." However, whoever came to sit with him, mix with him, sit in his company, they would fall in love with him. So this is ru'ab. So this muhabba and this bughd from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does this mean? How do we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us? What does it mean that Allah ta'ala... Achha, Allah ta'ala mujhse muhabbat kar lete, to isse mere zindagi mein kya farq padega? What difference will it make in my life if Allah loves me? What difference will it make in my life if Allah hates me? Even Allah Ta'ala dislikes you. So the ulama explain, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love means that your du'as will always be answered. Allah Ta'ala's love means that hardships, difficulties, even if they come in your life as a small test, they will go from your life very quickly. And you will always have, innama al-usri yusra, innama al-usri yusra. You know, Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran that believers are going to be tested. But after test, there will be ease. So this is a sign of Allah Ta'ala's love. Allah Ta'ala tests you, and Allah Ta'ala removes it. But if Allah Ta'ala's hatred is with you, there will be a test, and then there will be a bigger one, and then there will be a bigger one, and a person will feel, I've got no way out. Phir log kehte hain ki meri dua qabul nahi hota. Is pareshani se main abhi tak nikla nahi hoon ki dusre pareshani samne aa gaya. One problem, and then another problem, and then another problem. That's a sign of Allah Ta'ala's bughd, Allah Ta'ala protects us. Allah's specific rahmah. Similarly, the love of the pious friends of Allah is a sign of Allah's love for you. That when Allah's pious friends love me, enjoy my company, remember me, that's a sign of Allah's love for me. And when Allah's pious friends stay away from me, don't want anything to do with me, that's a sign of Allah Ta'ala's dislike for me. If my company and my gathering is people who have bad character, who have bad actions, swearing, ghibat, these are my close circle. I may be a big sheikh, but if the only people who come to me are just normal people, the Allah's pious awliya and friends and servants don't come near me, then this is not a sign of Allah's love for me. You know, sometimes people become deluded. I'm a big scholar and I'm in a town where there's no alims, there's no scholars, so lots of people are coming to me. But they mention, the ulama mention, a sign of a kamil sheikh is that the pious people are also attracted towards them, flock towards them. So there are so many of these signs. So Allah Ta'ala's love is very important that we acquire it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him the love of Allah Ta'ala. Similarly, we need to do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the love of Allah Ta'ala. Just today I was performing salah behind someone. And then after he finished salah, he was doing dua. He's a hafiz sahab. And in his dua, he lifted his hand, he was doing dua. And he did quite a lengthy dua, but he didn't do any dua. He just did lots of durood sharif. So many different forms of durood. So I realized that that's his habit. You know, he's someone who reads excessive durood sharif. You could tell. Because he didn't even say, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. He didn't even read, Rabbana hablana min azwajina, or Rabbi rahmuhuma, any of the du'as. He just said, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammadu barik wa sallim. Jazallahu anna Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahlu. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin kullama dhakara wa dhakirun. Wa salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad kullama ghafala an dhikri ghafilun. And he did lots of durood sharif. And I was quite astonished that he knew so many different variations of durood sharif. But he didn't do any other dua. But you see, again, this is a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love. You know, Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu's famous hadith, I've mentioned it previously, when Sayyidina Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, how much of my time, the time that I have fixed for dua, this time I'm only going to use for dua, how much of that time should I use to send salawat and durood upon you? And he said, should I use one third? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِن زِدْتَ فَهُوَ خَيْرُ لَكَ. If you increase it, it'll be better for you. He said, should I send two? Should I use two thirds? This time I'm only using for du'as. Should I use two thirds of that time to just send durood sharif upon you? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, هَذَا خَيْرٌ فَإِن زِدْتَ فَهُوَ خَيْرُ لَكَ. This is good, but if you increase it, it'll be better for you. Then Sayyidina Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, my time which I have set for dua, on a daily basis, this is the time which I will lift my hands and just do dua to Allah Ta'ala. I'm going to use the entirety of my time to do durood sharif and send salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَن تُكْفَى هَمُّكْ وَتُغْفَرْ عَنْكَ ذَنْبُكْ. If you do this, then all of your problems will disappear and all of your sins will be forgiven. So this hafiz was lifting his hand and just doing durood sharif, and I just remembered the hadith. This person, this is probably what he does. The time that he has free, that other people will read different du'as, you know, Hizbul A'zam, and then different Munajat, Maqbool, and things like this, or just do du'a. He probably uses that whole time for durood sharif, because durood sharif is the only thing that was coming out of his mouth. So I realized, subhanAllah, look at this. Again, this is a sign. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Last week we discussed this. Allah Ta'ala is saying, O my servants, if you claim to love me, then follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest sign of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more we follow in the footsteps of Rasulullah, the more a person has to become aashiq, madly in love. And love is something, it plays on your mind. It's not something that is lip service. It's on your mind. You can't get rid of it. You can't get it out of your mind. Kisi se muhabbat ho jaye, ishq ho jaye, mind se isko aap nikal nahi sakte. دل کے اندر جم جائے گا, بیٹھ جائے گا. You can't get rid of it. That's why the famous Layla and Majnoon, they say, Layla and Majnoon. You know, like the Romeo and Juliet of the Arabs, Layla and Majnoon. And Majnoon, he was a very handsome man. And Layla was a very dark lady. She didn't have any beautiful features that people would recognize as beauty, just generally speaking. And Majnoon was very handsome and he was mad over her. Mad to the extent that he would say crazy things out of love of Layla. Allah knows if there really was a Layla or Majnoon, but it's famous. And what Majnoon would do sometimes, he would go to the, you know where Layla's house was. And Layla's parents said, you can't see this Majnoon. You can't, he's crazy. So you stay at home and you can't get out. So he would be kissing the walls of her house. And he would say, أَمُرُّ عَلَى الدِّيَارِ دِيَارِ لَيْلَى أُقَبِّلُ ذَا الْجِدَارَ وَذَا الْجِدَارَ وَمَا حُبُّ الْجِدَارِ شَغَفْنَ قَلْبِي وَلَكِنْ حُبُّ مَنْ سَكَنَ الدِّيَارَ. He'd say, أَمُرُّ عَلَى الدِّيَارِ دِيَارِ لَيْلَى. I pass by these walls, the walls of the house of Layla. أُقَبِّلُ ذَا الْجِدَارَ وَذَا الْجِدَارَ. I'm kissing this wall, I'm kissing that wall. He said, I've got no love for a wall in my heart. He said, but it's the love of the one who's inside that wall. So muhabbat makes you crazy. So his father once took him for Umrah. He said, Tawbah karunga main. Allah Ta'ala, take you to Allah's house, I'll make you do Tawbah. So he took him there. And then Majnoon lifted his hands, Ikhlas. And I've forgotten the couplet. But he said, Ilahi tubtu ilayka min kulli dhanbin, walakin min hubbi Layla la atubu. He says, oh Allah, I do Tawbah from every sin. But from the love of Layla, I can't do Tawbah from this. So this was his craziness. He was crazy. He was mad in love. So the ulama, they discuss Layla and Majnoon story to show what reality of love is. That when it comes inside the heart, this is the only thing that keeps you awake at night. You can't sleep at night. Mawlana Ilyas Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi would be awake at night. He'd be walking. His wife would wake up and say, what are you doing? He'd say, I'm practicing the walking of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the middle of the night. How did Rasulullah kaise chalte the? Iska mashq raat ke in the deep middle of the night, he's practicing the walking of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is craziness. This is junoon. And a person has to become madly in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Allah ta'ala mentions in the Quran, those who have iman, they are mad in love, madly in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are very intense in their love for Allah. We can say they are madly in love with Allah. You're madly in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is very important. So this quality has to come in our hearts. We should learn the du'as, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's du'as that he taught us. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak, wa hubba man yuhibbuk, wa hubba amalin yuqarribuni ila hubbik. So many du'as. Oh Allah, I ask you for your love. Oh Allah, give me your love. Wa hubba man yuhibbuk, give me the love of the people that you love, of those that you love. آپ سے جو آپ جن لوگوں کو پسند فرماتے جن سے محبت کرتے ان کی محبت مجھے عطا فرما دے. وَحُبَّ عَمَلِي يُقَرِّبُنِ إِلَىٰ حُبِّكَ. Oh Allah, give me the tawfiq to do those actions which will bring me to your love. اللَّهُمَّ جَعَلْ حُبَّكَ أَحَبَّ الْأَشْيَاءِ إِلَيَّ. Oh Allah, make your love the most beloved thing to me. وَجَعَلْ خَشْيَتَكَ أَخْوَفَ فِي الْأَشْيَاءِ عِنْدِي. Make your fear the most fearful thing to me, that I fear you over everyone else. اللهم فك ما رزقني سبحان الله. This دعاء. اللهم فك ما رزقتني مما أحب فاجعله قوة لي فيما تحب. اللهم وما زويت عني مما أحب فاجعله فراغا لي فيما تحب. اللهم وما زويت عني مما أحب. Oh Allah, the things which I like, nice food, nice clothes, and all of these things which I like that you've given me, let this be a means of helping me reach your love. And oh Allah, the things which I like, but you haven't let me have them. You didn't give them to me. A lot of things I want, but you haven't given them to me. So I'm empty, meaning I wish I had those things. So that empty space that I have, fill that with your love. I wanted a nice Mercedes. Once I got the nice Mercedes, I would have spent 2-3 hours a day talking about my Mercedes. 2-3 hours a day riding my Mercedes. 2-3 hours a day taking pictures of my Mercedes. Right? Allah Ta'ala has deprived me from something which I love. Oh Allah, fill that empty gap with something that you love. Beautiful dua. Beautiful dua. We need to learn these duas. We need to implement them. Inshallah, last hadith and we'll finish this. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بعث رجلا على سرية فكان يقرأ لأصحابه في صلاتهم فيختم بقل هو الله أحد. فلما رجعوا ذكروا ذلك لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال سلوه لأي شيء يصنع ذلك. فسألوه فقال لأنها صفة الرحمن فأنا أحب أن أقرأ بها. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أخبروه أن الله تعالى يحبه. متفق عليه. سيدتنا أم المؤمنين عائشة صديقة رضي الله عنها روايت فرماتيهم کہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے کسی ایک شخص کو ایک لشکر کے ساتھ بھیجا, لشکر کے امیر بنا کر بھیجا. تو جو امیر ہوتا تھا وہ لوگوں کو نماز میں امامت بھی کرتا تھا, لوگوں کو نماز بھی پڑھاتا تھا. تو وہ ہر رکعت کے اخیر میں, مطلب ہر نماز میں اخیر میں جا کر وہ سورۃ الاخلاص سے نماز کو ختم کرتا تھا. مطلب پہلے رکعت میں کسی اور سورت پڑھتا تھا اور دوسرے رکعت میں ہر دفعہ سورۃ الاخلاص سے اپنی نماز کو مکمل کرتا تھا. تو جب وہ واپس لوٹے تو صحابہ نے اس کو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے سامنے ذکر فرمایا کہ آپ نے اس شخص کو امیر بنا کر بھیجا ہمارے ساتھ, تو یہ ہر نماز کے اندر سورہ اخلاص تلاوت کرتا ہے دوسری رکعت میں. تو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ان سے پوچھا کہ اس سے جا کے پوچھو کہ لِأَيِّ شَيْءٍ يَصْنَعُ ذَلِكَ, کیوں اس طرح اس کی حرکت ہے, مطلب کیوں ہر نماز کے اندر سورۃ الاخلاص کی تلاوت یہ فرماتے ہیں. تو صحابہ نے ان سے پوچھا تو انہوں نے جواب دیا چونکہ یہ اللہ تعالیٰ کی صفت ہے. سورہ اخلاص اللہ تعالیٰ کی صفت, اللہ تعالیٰ کی ڈسکرپشن. تو اسی لیے میں پسند کرتا ہوں کہ ہر نماز کے اندر اللہ تعالیٰ کی ڈسکرپشن کو میں, صفت کو میں یاد کروں, ذکر کروں. پھر رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمائے اس کو جا کے بتلا دو, اس کو جا کے خبر دے دو کہ اللہ تعالیٰ اس سے بھی محبت کرتے ہیں. Beautiful hadith. And again, it's the madness that I was talking about. It's crazy in love. What happens when you're crazy in love? You can't get something out of your mind. Sayyidatuna Aisha رضی اللہ عنہ, she's saying, رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم sent a person and he made him the commander of an army. And what would happen is the commander of the army would also lead the army in salah as well. So this sahabi, in every salah, he would do the qira'at, but in the second rakat, he would always recite surah ikhlas. Even if he read, the ulama mentioned, sometimes he'd read a surah first. So in the first rakat, he's recited one surah. In the second rakat, he'd recite some other surah. But before going into ruku', he'd always read surah ikhlas. Always. So Rasulullah didn't do this, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's not a sunnah, but he would do this. So when the sahaba returned, they mentioned this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you go and ask him, why is he doing this? They asked him, so he replied, because this is the description of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I love that I can recite the description of Allah ta'ala in every single one of my salahs. It's a description. Hulya, agar kisi ka hulya ho, you know, you love someone and you have their description, you read it. It's like the pious people read the shama'il of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah's features, they read it out of love for Rasulullah. They do khatams of it, they read it in one day. Surah Ikhlas is the description of Allah Ta'ala in the Qur'an. One of the most powerful surahs in the Qur'an. Very powerful surah. So he said, I love to recite this. So this is the effect of love. That a person remembers anything to do with the beloved. The 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Having muhabba for the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or any of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, some people, they just love reading different names of Allah Ta'ala. And everybody should do it. Everybody. Hatta ke jo buzurgan din hote hain, they say that everybody has some kind of glimmer of one of the attributes of Allah. So you have to find it. Which attribute of Allah you have a glimpse of inside of you. If you can find that and you read it on a daily basis, you will see amazing things happening in your life. So if you stay with the pious people for a long time, they will train you and then they will try and figure out which is that. And then they'll say, okay, you know what? I feel you have a munasabat, you have a connection with the name Ya Latifu. I want you to read Ya Latifu every day, this many times. I feel you have a connection with the name Ya Azizu. I want you to read this every day. You know, because there's so many secrets inside each of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum. Very powerful names of Allah ta'ala. Daily, on a daily basis, Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayhi would read his Fajr Salah. He would move from the place until sunrise. He would just sit there. And after sunrise, he would get up, he would go have his breakfast. When someone asked him, what are you reading? He would just be reading, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum. From the end of Fajr Salah all the way till sunrise, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, all the way till sunrise. Imagine how many thousands of times he would have recited it. Very powerful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the point here, that a person loves anything to do with the beloved Allah ta'ala, the description of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pious servants, anything which has any nisbah, any connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you love them as well. This is a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves him. And that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, go and tell him, Go and inform this person, sorry, I didn't translate this part. Go and inform this person that Allah Ta'ala also loves him. Because he loves Surah Ikhlas, Allah Ta'ala also loves him. Because he loves Surah Ikhlas because this is Allah's description. That's why I tell him Allah loves him. So anything which is connected with Allah Ta'ala, we need to develop this love. And very important to do dua. And very important to stay away from sin and to have adab and respect. You know, in tabligh they say, char cheezon se dil ke andar noor paida hoti hai. If you do four things, there's noor and your heart becomes munawwar, enlightened by doing four things. First one, they say ita'atul amir, obeying the amir. Or obeying the amir meaning being under mashwara. Because if you're not under mashwara, agar aapke upar koi nahi ho, jisse aap mashwara lete ho, then you do whatever you want to do. You know, you're unbridled. You're like a wild horse. You do whatever you want to do. So always having someone to do mashwara, you want to do something, but the person above you says, no, do that one. And you say, I really wanted to do this, chalo, I'll do that one. So they say this is the first one. Second one, they say 5 times salah with jama'at creates noor in the heart. Third, they say controlling the gaze. And fourth, they say tahajjud salah. These four things create noor inside of the heart, make your dil, heart munawwar, enlightened, brightened. So all of these actions we need to bring into our lives. It's not enough just saying, I love Allah, I love His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with lip service. But our actions, remember, our dil has to become nurani. Our heart has to become nurani. For our heart to become enlightened, we need to do, you know, nurani actions as well. Actions of light. We need to stay away from the company of those things, or stay away from those things which will create zulma and darkness inside of our heart. Because as much as a person, especially in the 21st century, you have people one day very, very pious, next day they leave everything. Literally, they're leaving everything the next day because their companionship is wrong, and you know their friends are wrong, their actions are wrong. They're trying to do some things, but they can't let go of other bad habits. Or worse than all of this is their pride and their ego. And they can't let go of their pride and ego. And pride and ego always drags you down. As many good actions and a'mal as you may have in your life, if you have this takabbur and this ego and this ana, the main kuch hoon, I am somebody special, eventually you're going to fall on the ground. Because Allah Ta'ala does not tolerate anyone else taking that position. That's Allah's. I am something, I am someone special is only Allah's position. Nobody else can take that. Everybody else has to say, main kuch bhi nahi hoon. I'm nothing, I'm nobody, I'm worth nothing. Mera rai, my opinion is worth nothing, my actions are worth nothing, I'm absolutely nothing, bekar, nalaiq, this is who I am. Everybody else has to have that opinion. When you have that opinion, Allah Ta'ala makes us rise. Allah Ta'ala gives us tawfiq and understanding to practice upon these few words. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.